91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. The Loyalist College Sustainable Skills Center is going to be getting some major upgrades over the next 5 years. Earlier today, College President Maureen Piercy made a presentation to Belleville Council for municipal funding and was given $1 million for the next 5 years. Percy says the college needs the money for equipment.
In terms of equipping it fully with all the high-tech capital that's needed, we need some help, and so we decided to set it to develop a campaign.
Part of the money will go towards the school's welding program, which will expand from one year to a two-year program. Belleville is the third community to give money to the college for the skills center. Premier Dalton McGuinty says recent changes to Ontario's clean energy plan should help the opponents of wind power. While the government has stopped the short giving of municipalities a veto over new green energy installations, McGuinty argues it created provisions to ensure the project happen in communities that are in favor of them. McGuinty points to the recently announced plans to lower the premiums the province pays for future wind and solar energy projects, which he says will drive down costs. More than 40 groups are expected to take part in the process at an FIT convention, which will be followed by a march. A lawsuit is also getting introduced on the matter. Ontario Liberal government is facing a $1 billion lawsuit for imposing a moratorium on the offshore wind farms. South Point Wind fled suit in Ontario Superior Court of Justice in Windsor, Ontario, claiming damages the company tried to develop wind power projects near the community of Leamington, Union, and Kingsville before the government announced a moratorium on offshore wind farms in February 2011. Harper government has announced a new mechanism for the multi-billion dollar procurement of the new stealth fighter jets. The move comes after a scathing report from Auditor General Michael Ferguson over the proposed purchase of the F-35 stealth fighters. Ferguson says the department failed to properly inform the public about how much the jets should cost.
It did not cost the project adequately, omitting some important cost elements. The department did not provide Parliament with complete cost information or fully inform decision makers about the risks of this program.
Ferguson is also highly critical of the Public Works Department for exercising a due diligence in overseeing what will be the single largest expenditure of Canadian taxpayers' money for a piece of military hardware. Veterans Affairs Minister Stephen Blaney announced measures today in Halifax. Veteran Hank Larson, this is a welcome change.
Well, I think it's a big, good change because it is a real hassle getting everything over to Charlottetown and then waiting for the money to come back. It's upfront money would be great.
Payments will be sent out twice a year starting in the fall and are based on individuals' needs. That's 91X News to 101. Here's John Boldrick with sports.
The Cincinnati Reds have extended first baseman Joey Votto with a 10-year, $225 million contract. ESPN's Buster Onley says the Reds' decision to keep Votto is a risky move.
The second biggest payment for a player behind Alex Rodriguez, when you factor in that he already has 2 years under his current contract, total of $251.5 million. It's great that the Reds keep him. It's also an extraordinary risk.
The Etobicoke-born first baseman was the National League's most valuable player in 2010 and is a two-time All-Star. The Boston Red Sox prized off-season acquisition may have to wait a bit longer to make his Fenway debut. After being examined by team doctors, it looks like Andrew Bailey may need surgery on the thumb of his throwing hand. Bailey is looking to get a second opinion before any decisions on surgery are made. Mark Melancon, who was acquired from Houston earlier this offseason, could serve as Boston's closer if Bailey is to miss any time. Potential first overall NFL draft pick Andrew Luck will work out privately for the Indianapolis Colts today. The Colts hold the number one overall pick in the draft, but are still undecided about which player to take. The draft will take place from April 26th through the 28th. The Colts traded longtime quarterback Peyton Manning this offseason with plans of drafting his successor, although it isn't clear if the Colts will draft Luck or Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Dan Canatera with 91x weather.
Today, it's sunny, with increasing cloudiness this morning with a high of 8 and an index 5 or moderate. Tonight, it will be cloudy also, with a clearing near midnight and a low of 0. It's 8 degrees. I'm Dan Canatera with John Boldrick. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 2.